welcome to Goodbyes by Luna podcast. I am your host, Christina, and today we are on episode 4, and today's episode is titled Trust Your Process. But before I get into today's episode, I have to take a moment to apologize. You know, I'm sorry for being a couple days late on this release, but there were some technical difficulties. And honestly, when you're trying to record a podcast and you live in a house full of boys, sometimes, just sometimes, they don't understand the meaning of silence. So if you're wondering, I'm actually back in my original headquarters, which is Christina's closet. Doors shut, every door is shut, and I'm surrounded by all these clothes so that nobody can interrupt or intervene with this episode. So hopefully all goes well. We are here, we are ready, and let's get this show on the road. So episode 4 is titled Trust Your Process. And you guys, I've been waiting to talk to you all. I feel like when something happens or when I learn something or when I hear something, I just want to like share it with you all. You all have literally become my friends and you know, you're my family and I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. And so I've been wanting to share some exciting news with you guys. And I wanted to share it with you because you've been on this journey with me since episode 1. And in just a few episodes, things have changed. So let's go back to episode 1 and 2. And let's kind of refresh where all of this kind of started. So in episode 1, I talked about fear. And I talked about fear being, sometimes we let fear be our map. And we let fear guide us into the wrong direction or into a completely different direction because of our own thoughts and our own insecurities that involve fear. Then I went on to talk about how we can't let fear dictate our direction. We can't let fear tell us what to do. And sometimes, you know, there are different ways and tips and tricks on how to work through that fear and let go of that fear. Then we went on to episode 2, where I shared with you guys an experience I had and how disappointed I felt in myself and how insecure I became after I had a certain rejection. And I hate to use that word, but that's how I felt at the moment. So I'm just going to keep it real. I felt rejected. And I talked to you guys about, you know, the experience and the journey I went through when that occurred and when that happened. And then I also talked about a certain image about the big bear and the little bear. And so I talked to you guys about how it's okay that sometimes when things don't go our way, we need to move forward and just let things go. And that sometimes we have to acknowledge that, hey, maybe that wasn't meant for me. Right? So that's kind of like a recap of episode 1 and 2 of, you know, my journey, what I've been going through, and my lessons within those two episodes. Then episode 3, we brought Michael on, just, you know, just a quick little humorous episode. If you haven't heard it, go and hear episode 3. It's one of my favorites. And here we are, 2 weeks later from episode 2, we're on episode 4. And like I've mentioned, this is Trust Your Process. I've heard plenty of times the saying, trust the process. And sometimes what I get out of trust the process, I sometimes have a problem with not acknowledging that, hey, you also have to put in work for that process. You know, you also have to do your part. And so that's kind of why I'm changing this to trust your process, because you are your only advocate for yourself. You are the only way of getting somewhere different. You are your next direction. You are your own efforts. And, you know, if you don't do your part for your process, what plan are you going to have? What's your next step? You have to be just as engaged as, you know, anything else around you, your surroundings, your environment, your friends, your family. You have to be just as engaged and involved to make that process or plan or anything that you want to happen, happen. So that's why I'm kind of calling it trust your process, because you and I are the most valuable player in our own life. We are the most valuable player in our own direction, and we need to make sure that we're always doing our part to contribute. So let's kind of do a recap of just this week. You guys, this week has been a week full of intensity. And when I say intensity, I am using all caps, intense. It is just straight craziness. So what I didn't tell you guys in episode 2 was that I also had another interview. I had two interviews that week, actually, and they were both for positions that I wanted. They were both for the career goal that I was going for. And I think the only difference was pay. One was higher, one was a little bit lower. And the reason why I didn't mention the second interview is because honestly, I didn't think I got it. I was just like, there's just no way. So I'm just going to kind of, you know, push that one to the curb. It didn't happen. I know I didn't get it. And it is what it is. And so I didn't want to put too much emphasis on it, you know, but in the back of my mind, I kept thinking, what if I did get it? Like, what if I do get it? Like, what is going to happen? So a few weeks go by and I don't hear anything about the position. I don't hear anything from the interviewer. I don't hear anything. And, you know, I'm having all these questions, but you know what? I'm just like, it's okay. You're doing your work. Keep applying. Keep looking for things. Continue with your podcast. Continue to be motivated and continue to be inspired. And that's what I did. And yes, there were times where I was a little bit harder on myself, but that's okay. That's natural. Like I said before, life has to be balanced. You have to have the good and the bad to balance each other out. So this week in particular, my actual boss at my current position was retiring. And this week was his last week at the office. So with a lot of questions built, I really wanted my focus to be on him. I wanted to celebrate him as much as we can the last few days and just, you know, not worry about what's going to happen once he's out of here, what's going to happen to me, because he is my direct boss. He was the only one I've ever reported to over the past 5 years. So what exactly is my next step? And I kept telling myself, just keep applying, keep doing your part, keep staying consistent, work hard, still do a good job, and show that you are still capable. So ironically, on Tuesday of this week, today is the 29th, so just this past Tuesday, I get a call, and it's from the employer from the second interview. And he tells me that he is super excited to bring me on his team, and he offered me a position. Yeah, I said that. He offered me a position, and I'm like, what? Me? No way. Not me. And then I started to think, what the heck? And so we talked a little bit more about the position, a little bit more in detail about what the position was going to offer. And he had mentioned there's a little bit of travel, and immediately, you guys, I began to feel fear because I do like to travel. I'm not going to lie. I do like to travel, but I don't like to drive in places where I'm not very familiar with. And I don't know if that's just like a me thing, or I'm pretty sure a lot of you out there, some of you do kind of get nervous when you're driving in different places that you're not familiar with. And a lot of my fear stems from when I was younger, like 2021. Maybe even 18, 19, I got into a few accidents when I was driving. Now that those stories are a whole other podcast. That'll take up too much time, and I think that's why a lot of my fear comes from being in the car, because I do have a little post-traumatic stress from me, being involved in car accidents and stuff like that. And so when we got off the call, the first thing I do, you know, is, I call Michael and I talk to him about it, and he's like, well, how are you feeling about the travel? And my heart sank because he knew that I was very afraid of that. And I said, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm capable of this because of the travel. And, you know, what if it's too much? What if I am just scared all the time? And, you know, all of those negative thoughts began to consume my energy. And then the next morning, you know, I had a call with my dad, and he just says, it's a fun thing. Maybe you'll grow to love it. How are you going to know if you don't try? And so I was kind of having this inner battle with myself, because I'm like, this is what you applied for. So obviously it's something you wanted. Oh, but at the same time, are you going to be able to do this? And then I kind of like, you know, not in real life, but metaphorically, I like slapped myself, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? You can't do this. You can't let fear stop you. I mean, hello, did you not listen to your own advice from episode 2? So you guys, what I did is I got in my car that day and I drove and I played my own episode, and I'm like, that's the person I need to be. That's the person that I am preaching to be. That's the person that I hoped to be. This is my time to be that person. I'm doing this. I'm not going to let it stop me because this is what I've been wanting. This is, y'all, this is my bigger bear moment. Now, isn't that crazy? This is like the bigger bear that I didn't even expect, that I was not envisioning. I really thought that there was just no other way I would get this position. And here it is. Here's my bigger bear. And for the quick second, I was really, really trying to tell, you know, God, you know, nope, I don't want that. And what? Why? So I immediately kind of had to step back, take my own advice and say, I'm telling my friends and my family and everyone that, you know, you can't let fear stop you. Be afraid, but still do it. And here I am telling myself, nope, not going to do it. Not going to happen, Captain. No, cut that out. You're doing this. So Wednesday, so that afternoon he sent me the offer, you know, the written offer. And then Thursday, you guys, was my boss's last day officially in the office. And it was actually the same day I put in my notice. Now, isn't that crazy? So every question I had about my boss leaving and what's going to happen to me next and where am I going to go next and what's my next position, what's the plan, all of that was answered in the same week. The exact same week. Now, of course, everyone's kind of shocked because they weren't expecting that from me, especially on the day that my boss decides to leave. But man, does God work in crazy ways? Does the universe work in crazy ways? The manifestation, the questions, the goals, the plan that I had is actually being put into action, and we're here, and it's like, wow, this is crazy. Because I just talked to you guys about it 2 weeks ago about how defeated I felt, how less than I felt, and how insecure I felt. And just two episodes later, you guys, I'm getting everything I've worked for, everything that I've tried to achieve. I mean, obviously there's still a ton of work to be done because I'm going into my next career field, but this is the first step that I've been praying so hard for. And now you guys are here to see it. You're here to witness it. You're here to experience it with me. That here is the bigger bear moment. Now that is insane. And I'm so glad, because I wasn't even going to share episode 2 because I felt like that's a really intimate side of me, because I'm sharing real thoughts that I had about myself at the time. And I didn't want people to think I was just like, wow, she's crazy. But I'm so glad I did, because I was able to feel those and then release them and then move on and remain positive, remain doing my best, and remain, you know, sharing my story with you guys. And then voila, here we are. And it's crazy. I'm going into my next step of my, you know, my journey. I'm going into a whole new phase of life, and I couldn't be more excited. And I actually, like, after I got the call and I got the offer and I came home, I took Kai out to go play, I literally started to tear up, because I just kept saying, like, wow, thank you. Thank you. Like, this is so crazy. Like, we did it. Like, we did it. Oh my God. I am just so thankful. And I wanted to share that with you guys, because, like, you got to see the process. You saw it from episode 1, where I talked about the certain things that I mentioned, and then episode 2, and then episode 3, and then episode 4. Like, here we are, and I'm so excited to take you on the next journey of what's to come and to share my next stories, because I know I'm going to have a ton, because I'm about to embark on this journey of learning, and we're doing it together. I'm bringing you guys along. I'm bringing this microphone along, and we are doing this together. And so what I mean by trusting your process is, remain truthful and loyal to yourself. Remain positive to yourself. Remain being there for yourself. Because, like I mentioned, at the end of the day, you only know you. You only know how you feel, and you only know what you want to do next, and you are your own cheerleader. So be that person. Trust your plan. Trust your process. Don't give up. Don't let anyone tell you what you're thinking is crazy or what you're thinking is not realistic. Don't let anyone tell you, okay, you've tried it, you failed, maybe you should try something else. No, trust your process, do the work, and make yourself as valuable as you are to, you know, to yourself. Like I said, make yourself as valuable as you are to yourself. That sounds crazy. Be your MVP. And so to kind of move on into that next phase of our lives and, you know, your step or whatever it may be, I wanted to give a few tips and tricks on how to achieve some personal development skills that'll help you in business. But not only will it help you in business, it'll help you, you know, with your family, with your friendships, with anything that you are trying to be better at. And remember, I'm not a life coach. I'm not a counselor. I am just here as a friend. You know, we're just having a little chit chat, and I'm just here to give you some advice because this is what I have to continuously tell myself. These are some tips and tricks that I continue to work on. I continue to do because I feel like these are the things that help me most. So, you know, you can go on to like Google or Pinterest and you can look up motivational quotes and things that'll help you feel better. And I do that probably every day. So once a day, I go on to Pinterest and look up things to kind of motivate me or inspire me. And, you know, my favorite all-time quote that I think I've used on Facebook years ago is fall down 7 times, get up 8. That is just my favorite quote ever, because it's true. It's no matter how many times you fall, that doesn't matter. It's the amount of times you get back up that do. So that is kind of what I mean by with personal development. You always have time to grow and to become better. There's no time limit on that. None. You always can be better. You can always do something really great one day, and the next day you can be better than that person, you know, previously. You always have a chance to be better. So these are just a few tips and tricks that I think we all as a team should do. And the first one is we all have to be willing to learn. And this is where I kind of excel because I am a book nerd. I love school. I love to study. I was a great student, you know, and I love to ask a lot of questions. And those are all things you have to do whenever you're doing anything. Because if you want to start your own business, you still have, there's a lot to learn when starting your own business. So you have to be willing to learn. You can't go into your field and be like, I know everything. I'm like top notch at this. No, there's always something to learn, whether that's, you know, a platform to use for billing or for adding booking services or, you know, how to communicate effectively to potential clients about your service, how to market yourself, how to brand yourself. There are all kinds of things that go into owning a business, and you have to be willing to learn those. You also have to be willing to ask questions. And that's for anyone. If you start a new job, you have to be willing to say, okay, I'm not really sure what this means. Could you help me figure this out? Or, you know, I'm new to this entire field. I need to learn terminology. Yeah. Learn it. Ask the questions. Always, always, always learn with intent. Learn with the intention of applying what you learn to the next thing you're doing. Because if you just try to learn something and then you don't apply it, there's really no backbone to that. So always learn with intent. That's super, super important. And it's something that we're trying to teach, you know, our 9-year-old now, is you can't just learn this and say you know it all. You don't need to show your work. No, you need to learn with the intention of showing me how you got that answer. It's the same thing as adults. We have to learn with the intention of saying, I've learned this, now let me apply it to the next project I'm working on. My next thing, that this is where I am still learning, I am still trying to do because it's where I'm weak at, and that is competence is not comfort. So if you feel like you're comfortable in your position because you're not having to work harder, you're not having to do anything to become better, you're not having to challenge yourself, then that is not confident in your position. You are just comfortable, because competence is being able to try and develop and grow and, you know, prosper and become bigger and better. You have to be able to challenge yourself every day so that your brain stays moving and stays busy. If you're just comfortable, you're not confident. And I think a lot of my low self-esteem and a lot of my low confidence comes from being so comfortable in the current position that I'm in at work, because I was comfortable there. I was lead in a lot of projects. You know, I knew how to do everything. I was quick. I was effective. But at the end of the day, I was not happy. However, I was comfortable. I was like, okay, I'm good at this. I got this. There was nothing there that ever really challenged me. So like I said, confidence is not comfort. Find something that is not in your comfort zone and then do it, and then see how your confidence is, because that is what boosts your confidence. It's developing that self-awareness, because you know what? Self-awareness allows you to self-correct. And those are things that we need to know as we're learning and as we're growing, is to self-correct the things that we're not good at, or self-correct the things that we are weak at. I saw this thing online that said rubber bands are useful only when they stretch. So what I took from that is, we are not useful when we're just doing our bare minimum. That is not useful at all, not to anyone. You are most useful when you're always trying to reach your full potential, and you're always trying to attack any type of goal that'll help you in your personal growth or in your business or in your social life. You are not your best if you are just okay with the bare minimum. Be that rubber band and stretch. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Stretch out of the bad relationships, the bad friendships, stretch out of all of that stuff, and always do your best to move on to the next level. So the last one that I have for you guys is ignore your limitations. Why do we even put limitations on us? And I think we talked about this in episode 2. Now is the time, in order for you to develop and grow and prosper and progress, you have to remove any limitations you have on yourself. For example, if you say, I want to, I don't know, become a fitness instructor, but you feel like you're not the most fit right now, so you're going to wait a few months until you are the most fit. Why? Why not start now? Why not get your stuff together? Why not you start studying? Why not you take the test? Why not you join the program and start now and do the other side of the part, which is getting into, you know, whatever your version of best shape you have for yourself is, while still achieving your goal. Why limit yourself to what you can do at that moment? That's not a great way to start. Limiting any belief you have hinders your progress by keeping you from, you know, exceeding anything you want, because it's keeping you in that comfort zone that you've created for yourself, and it prevents you from trying out any new things and stop you from, you know, taking risks for the fear of failure, judgment, or just getting hurt in any kind of process. So I think, like for me, I have to ignore this limitation that I built for myself, which was, ooh, I don't know if I can travel. Why not? What limitation do you have that is hindering you from traveling? Exactly. None. I couldn't think of one, because, you know, luckily I have Michael. We're a great team. We can take care of this house together. And when I was asking him, I'm like, are you going to be able to hold the fort down? He kind of chuckled and was like, well, I don't know, but we're going to find out, because guess what? There's no other choice. We're here. We're doing this. And this is time for you to shine. And it's time for you to not worry about those things, because Why worry about those things? You cannot limit yourself because of the fear of something that hasn't even occurred yet. It will not make sense. And it is important to identify what exactly your ultimate goal is, because, you know, sometimes we even hear that finance is a limitation, which honestly, you guys, I am the most stressed when I have to talk about finance, because I have a budget. I also have, you know, a list of all my bills every month. I know exactly how much comes out of my paycheck based on the bills. And I also don't like to go on a lot of trips or things because I don't like to spend a lot of money right away. I am one of those people that says we need to save before we just go out and spend. And Michael is the opposite. And so, yeah, sometimes finance is a limitation. But based on this podcast and based on my experience, I feel like the best investment you can do is invest in yourself. And if sometimes that means maybe you shouldn't be going out every weekend and you should be saving that money to invest back into your dream or back into your overall goal, that's what you should be doing. That's where you should be spending your money. Yeah, sure. Every now and then go and hang out with your family and friends and, you know, go have a nice dinner or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you were really serious, you have to take that time to make the investment in yourself. And in order to do that, you have to remove the limitation of saying, well, finances are hard. Because are they hard, or are you just spending those your financials somewhere else where they don't need to be spent? So that's another thing you need to consider. We know we can list out all these different goals and all these different tips and tricks, but you have to have, you have to be serious about it. You have to look down and look in the mirror and say, this is what needs to happen for myself. And that all comes down to trusting your process, because like I said, you are the only person that is going to get you to your next step. You are the only person that is going to put the work in to get you to your next direction. You are your own map. There's no one else telling you what to do besides yourself. It's your choice. And I think that is what this week for me was all about, because I literally had no idea what was going to happen when Monday hit and I realized my boss is only here for a few more days. What exactly is my next step? But I already had put in the work. I already had trusted my process. And I said, eventually something will work out. And it did. Something popped up. We are here and it worked out. So that is episode 4, you guys. Just so you guys know, it is 2:30 and I am drinking a cup of coffee because I needed it. I need this extra little bit of caffeine to get me through this. And because this is my third time recording this. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Have a great day. And we will chat next time. Bye.